This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. We are so thrilled that we can bring these to you every weekday, about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And I want to encourage you to share these with your friends and with your family across your social media boards, or just share them even in emails. If there's something that kind of strikes you and it's an encouragement to you, be sure to be an encouragement for others. Today, let's go to the Old Testament in the book of 2 Kings in chapter 5. We read the story of a fellow by the name of Naaman. Now, Naaman and his story is really a paradoxical story. It is much like everything we read in Scripture, where it's a if-then, then-that kind of thing. But often, it makes no sense. You see, the supernatural power of the divine at times can literally confuse the wisest and brightest minds. Because you see, when the Scripture says that God can do and will do as he pleases, the one thing we know about the divine is that when he moves and when he is at work in and around our lives, it is always, number one, for our good, and number two, for his glory. But there are times where it's paradoxical, where Jesus says, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself. If you want to be number one, be last. If you want to be great, become a servant. Well, Naaman, I refer to him as kind of the big Dipper, because you see, Naaman was one of those guys who was a captain in the army. He was a conqueror. He was the kind of guy who really was just commanded an audience, but all of a sudden he found himself as a castaway. Naaman was a guy who had contracted leprosy. And when you have leprosy in the time of the Old Testament and even through the New Testament and in many places of the world today, you are considered not just a leper, a sick person, but you are considered unclean, where you literally would be breaking the law if you were to show up in a public place. Well, Naaman has some interesting things that happen in his life. Because you see, what happened was Naaman needed something that his money and his power and his fame could not buy him. Naaman needs some way to be healed. Now, as a typical person of power or money, he sounds just like we would here in Atlanta, Georgia, which is, okay, tell me who to see. I will load up all the monies and possessions I have, and I will find, seek, and buy the best possible care. Well, the problem is that Naaman went about the problem wrong. Now, here's the key, folks. Here's why it's paradoxical. You see, the man of God that gives Naaman the word for what he needs as his cure comes to him by way of a little servant girl that Naaman has been a part of capturing and now taken away from her homeland, away from her family, and now she is a servant girl embedded in the middle of slavery. But instead of her bitterness, hoping that this guy's going to die, she offers, go see the man of God. Well, being Naaman, he doesn't want to talk to, like, you know, the PA. He wants to talk to the real doc. He wants the world-renowned surgeon. But when he gets there, the king that he goes to see says, what on earth are you here for? I can't help you. So eventually, he takes this paradoxical leap and thinks, okay, here I am with all the money in the world and all the power in the world, but I'm going to go see this prophet. And the prophet looks at him and says, after Naaman has brought all of his money and all of his goods and everything you can imagine, probably the tune in our terms now, maybe $500,000 or so. And he's willing to share that to get his health back. And the man of God says to him, you need to go down to the Jordan River and you need to dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Now, that may not sound like a big deal to you, because when you're really sick, you're desperate. But if you're wealthy, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I want to go to the place that has the greatest care, that has the most beautiful rooms, has the most comfortable beds. So Naaman's response is, how dare you? Dude, I could go over in my homeland and dip into beautiful rivers of clear, spraying water, and you want me to dip inside this muddy, silty, gross Jordan River? And the man of God says, well, yeah, that's up to you. So he goes there. And sure enough, 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, 4 time, 5 time, 6 time. I mean, Naaman must be thinking, this guy was a crackpot and I'm never going to be healthy. But he goes down the 7th time and he comes up out of that. And the scripture says that his skin is as smooth and healthy as a brand new baby. You know what happened? This is really interesting. Naaman, who became a sick man, needed a sold out maiden who indeed corrected his wrong perception so that the Lord could do a miracle. And in the middle of the miracle, Naaman just didn't find health. He found salvation because he gave a confession and he took the assurance of it. As a matter of fact, in verse 11, it says, I thought versus I know. What a difference a dip in the right water will make. You see, this little servant's girl, she had a concern for Naaman. She had a confidence in her God, and she had a confession for God because she would speak up to his need. You know what the simple message is? When we hear a sudden call and we know a simple command, what can happen in our life is the world can change and healing can occur. My friend, listen today. Grab hold of the paradoxical nature of living and walking with Jesus. To be first, be last. To find yourself, lose yourself in him. And then allow him to use you to be a mighty servant. And when you do, greatness is yours. What a great paradoxical learning. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We'll be live at 9:30 and 11 a.m. And of course, we're streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.